The doctor then opted to use a 0.9x80 Alka catheter to do atherectomy. He made 11 passes total, starting at 30-45 and then proceeding to a final setting of 45-80. This is an excellent example, as you can see, of the doctor really starting off knowing that this is a difficult to treat lesion, and he really took the extra time and effort starting at low settings to make it work and to debulk that lesion, the plaque morphology at the molecular level. Now, angiographically, this lesion looks like it can't be more than 50 millimeters in length. So even with 11 passes at that 50 millimeters in length, the doctor was probably able to do this in about just under a couple of minutes. Now, the physician stopped here at 45-80, but this is certainly a case where you could have gone up a little bit higher in setting. And this is osteodiagonal lesion. It could have used a little bit of a bigger vapor bubble to debulk even further and modify that lesion morphology a little bit more. So you could have gone up to maybe 60-80 or even 80-80. But as you can see here, with those 11 passes ending at 45-80, we were able to achieve an excellent result here and get some nice debulking done. The physician was able to follow up with a 3.0x6 NC Voyager balloon and then a 3.0x9mm Endeavor stent and achieved excellent results. Whereas previously, if you looked back, a balloon was just not cutting it, no pun intended. Laser was brought in and was able to modify plaque morphology and allow the physician to achieve a great result here.